Yaim is the Schuss Refuah Shleima to Yehuda Ben Penina Zaira. Neri Yoyer, may today's learning be a Schuss for him, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Meishabrei. Okay, we are in your Dalet Amud Beis at the two dots. It's two dots. Find it. Tracis Khan Amru. You go across, down two lines. Now, we're going to introduce a new concept today that the Rishayim have all kinds of different pshatim in. We're going to learn like Rashi, obviously. We learn like Rashi. And we'll try to explain Rashi. And I'm going to use the Ridvaz pshat to explain Rashi, even though Rashi doesn't say it. But there's going to have to be some explanation, so I will try my best to do it. There's going to be a contradiction in prices now. And we're going to try to figure out what they're arguing in. And let's take it. Hailuch mana lepleini. Somebody, Shimon says to somebody, take this mana to Levi. V'halach u'biksha v'lay matzai. He went to look for Levi. And Levi was not to be found because Levi had passed on. Rashi v'lay matzai. Shemesh. Levi had died. So there was no Levi to give it to. So Shimon had given the money to Levi. He said, Hailech. Remember we talked about Hailech Kiski? He said, Hailech. And he comes to look for Levi, and unfortunately, Levi passed away. What does he do with the money? Take the money.
Is it inherent, meaning it's chov or a payment or any of those things?
This is a present.
A gift.
This, according to Rashi, it's a gift.
Okay. And the Yerushim are not involved?
We haven't got more than four words. Hailuch mana lepleini, v'halach u'bik shev aloi matza. So there's two brises. Tanu chada, yagzu l'mishaleach. One brise says, take the money back. V'tanya idach, liyar shev minishin ishtach aloi. And the other brise says, give it to Levi's children. So again, here we have a contradiction. Same case, Shimon gave money to somebody, he said, take it to Levi. Comes, Levi died. What does he do? So one brisa says, take it back to Shimon. And one brisa says, give it to Levi's children, or whoever inherits them. Levi b'hokim iflagi. The ma'asavar ha'ilach kishchi, ma'asavar ha'ilach lam kishchi. If you hold ha'ilach kishchi, when Shimon handed the money and said, take it to Levi, it automatically became Levi's. Because it's a present for Levi. It's a benefit for Levi. And Heilach means Bizaicha. That's the inherent meaning of the word Heilach. Heilach Kishri. So therefore the messenger acquired it for Levi. Now Levi died. It's Levi's money that goes to his inheritors. To those who inherit him. The other man, the Amma, says no. Heilach means take it to Levi. Till you get to Levi, it belongs to Shimon. Now Levi is dead. Shimon never wanted to give it to Levi's children. He wanted to give it to Levi. Levi's not alive. Goes back to Shimon. That's how the Gemara wants to explain the Machlokes. Leima b'hakam iflagi. The Ma'ar Savar Heilach Kischi, or Ma'ar Savar Heilach Lav Kischi. Yes, what is your question?
Do we know that Levi is for sure alive?
That's what the assumption is. That's the case. We'll talk about that later. But that, at this point, that's the case. Levi was alive when Shimon handed it to the messenger. He was not alive when the messenger arrived. Amar Ababer b'mamodo. The kula alma loy haylich lav kischi. No, everybody holds haylich is not kischi, and the money still belongs to Shimon until it's handed over to Levi. But loy kasha again, because haylich lav kischi means Shimon did not allow for the shliach to acquire it. He didn't mean acquire it to Levi. He wants to hold on to it till the very last possible moment. That's what haylich lav kischi means. Haylich lav kischi means. When Shimon says to the messenger, take it, he doesn't mean acquire it for him. He means, hold, it's mine, take it to him, and until then, I retain the right to change my mind. That's the Shiloh. On the Amud Aleph, we said, Heilach is Kischi. Here we're having a Machloikas with a Heilach is Kischi. And for the Gemara, Abba Bamamu says, it could be everybody holds Heilach is Lav Kischi. And the machloikas is v'loy kasha, and it's not a contradiction. Habibari, habishchemira. If it was a healthy person, so therefore when he said, Heilach, it's not kischi, And therefore, Levi dies, you bring it back to Shimon. If he was a Shimra, and Divrei Shimra k'ksuvim k'msurim dami, and Shimon ultimately ends up dying, because if he recovers, he takes it back, he ultimately ends up dying, it goes to Levi's inheritors. Because Shimon had said, give it to Levi, and therefore that matana kicks in, and therefore Rashi says, I'll change that. Rashi says, Ishchim Mara, when he says Hailech, means Zachi. That's what Rashi says. That's the easier pshat to learn. But there's a difference between a healthy person that says Hailech and Ishchim Mara that says Hailech. Ishchim Mara is not thinking in terms of changing his mind. Ishchim Mara is thinking of getting things done before he passes on. Therefore, when he says Hailech, it means Zachi. And a Bari, when he says Hailech, does not mean Zachi. That's what the Gemara is answering. That's what Abba Bamamo's answer. Yes?
Who said that? Shechem Ra wanted the
owner
to get it.
He wanted Levi to get it.
Now, even though he did not want the Yorshim to get it.
When he says give it to Levi and he gives it over to the messenger, did he mean acquire it for Levi now or not? What did he mean?
Even though he's not thinking about Yorshim.
No.
He's thinking about giving it to Levi. The question is, when does it become Levi's?
That means he gets it even before he takes it. When he says hold it kizchi, that means once I say it, already it's zeicha.
Yes.
That means even before.
No, when he hands it over. See, there's a problem here. Shchim Mara is a kinyan without doing anything.
That's what I'm saying.
But only when the guy dies, when Shimon dies. While he's alive, it's not a kinyan.
Right, maybe he died. When did he die?
Again, Shimon didn't die yet. We don't know that Shimon died.
But he is a Shchim Mara.
Exactly. When does the Matana Shchim Mara kick in?
A second before he dies.
And when he dies. Chazal said when he dies.
Yeah.
So now the Shliach goes and doesn't find Levi and finds his Yarshim.
Right.
It's still not Levi's. The Matana didn't kick in yet.
It's still not Levi's. Why not? Shimon died.
Again, it doesn't say a word that Shimon died. You just added a fact.
No, we just said Ha-be-bari, Ha-be-shim-mara.
That doesn't mean he died. He was a Shim Mara when he said it. He's still a Shim Mara.
I'm not so sure. I mean, why does he say
where
that?
Do you see that? Where do you see that he died?
Because
it's not
Nogea,
if he's a Shchim,
so
it's not Nogea
to be a
Shchim
right now. He can't
retract. That's why Rashi says that by a Shchim the word Hailech means different than by a Bari. Rashi is answering this question. Again, nobody said a word about the giver dying. Nobody mentioned that. Shimon gave something to a Shliach and said, take it to Levi.
Right.
He went, Levi is dead. One bride says, take it back to Shimon. One bride says, give it to Levi's children.
Right.
So to Gemara, there's a difference if it's a Bari or a Shchim Mara. And the question is, why is the difference?
But he's not, a Shchim Mara, Rebbe said, is only Nogea after he dies.
That's the kasha. So what difference does it make if it's a Bari or a Shchim Mara? So what's the Gemara's answer?
So why can't you say that he died?
But that's not the case.
Yes, why not?
Because it doesn't say so in the Braisa.
That's not called a Shchim Mara until he dies.
Okay, that's the next Gemara's answer we'll talk about. At this point, no mention is made about the sender dying. He's a Shchim Mara before he dies.
But that'll get halacha until he dies.
So that's the kasha. So what's the Gemara's answer?
But that's the kasha it's not the Gemara's kasha, but the Lord.
Exactly. So you're offering a new shot, but that's not what the Gemara said.
So
Rashi says the word Hailech has a different meaning from a healthy person and from a Shchim Mara. Because a Shchim Mara is trying to get business done. So he means just take it for him.
So what happens at the time when he gives over to the Shliach?
The Shliach is kinder for Levi.
And is that inherent in Hailech?
Yes, by Shchim Mara.
So the combination of him saying Hailech and the
Again, there's a shayla. Does haluk mean schi or not? So the Gemara is saying now haluk does not mean schi. But by a shim meral, haluk does mean schi. That's what Rashi's saying.
When he dies?
No.
He's giving it now?
Exactly, because
he can have it returned to him if he recovers, right?
No. Shim meral doesn't have to hand it over. He can just say, this is Levi's.
So when does it become Levi's?
By sending it with somebody and giving it over to somebody, it becomes Levi's at that moment.
And the Shechi Merai recovers.
Pashtus, he would not be able to change his mind. Because somebody already made a kinyan for Levi.
Right.
The kinyan was Chal now. The reason the Shechi Merai couldn't change his mind is because the kinyan didn't work yet.
Because he didn't give it over.
He didn't tell yet, just said it.
So you need both things, really. The fact that he inherently means a he.
Because he's a Shechi Merai.
So he's putting it into the guy, he's making the Kenyan Mikhail.
But that's what Shechi means. It's one and the same.
Yeah, but isn't it, what does Shechi Merai do without? Oh, I mean, if he gets to say, this is Levi. Oh, he doesn't have to say the word Haile.
He doesn't have to send it to Levi now.
It's a Shechi's command. Okay.
But isn't this like a Zachin La'adam business?
You can only be Zaycha if the owner lets you be Zaycha. I'm not sure what you meant to ask.
Zaycha is so fun of.
That means if I allow you to acquire it, if I want him to get it, and I say acquire it for him, you can acquire it for him.
I don't know who the owner is. I found something in the street. I want to give me Zaycha for him.
So that's your right. You can pick it up for yourself. You can pick it up for somebody else also.
Okay.
So what
over here, why is this different?
Because when Shimon sends it with the messenger, he doesn't mean to give it to Levi now. I don't want Levi to acquire it now. I want to retain ownership till he gets it. You can't take my thing away from me.
Maybe. Why would he want to do that?
That's the Shiloh. What does he mean with the word highlight?
Not that. Why are you saying? I'm sorry. Why is Jeremy saying that he doesn't want Levi to get it until later? Is that true? I mean, if something happens to it, he doesn't want to be responsible.
It's not a loan. It's a present.
Right. So he doesn't want. He'd rather that the shaliach is going to have to take a chrayas.
Shaliach's not taking a chrayas. Not interested.
He wants the ability to change his mind.
The question is, when Shimon says to the messenger, take it to Levi.
Did he take it? Or did he say it?
He gave it to Levi and he said, take it to Levi. Does take it mean I allow you to acquire it now? Or does take it mean I hold on to the reins and I don't let you acquire it now? That's the shayla of haylach kischi or haylach lav kischi. And for the Gemara, that this Gemara hold, both of these brises hold, could hold haylach lav kischi. And the reason it works in one of the brises is because by shchim mira, haylach means chi. That's how Rashi learns. Tarsus learns differently, but that's Rashi's shot.
And why is he called a Shechi Merai?
Because he's very, very sick and he's dying.
Why is he right now he's
his words mean different things because he's
it means no Zaycha now.
Right.
Even though he didn't die.
Exactly.
And if he would recover,
he would not be able to change his mind.
If he would recover, he would not be able to?
No, because he gave it already. Most Shechi Merais don't hand anything over to anybody. They sit there and they say, give this to him, give this to him, give this to him, give this to him. And that's a kingdom, because then they Shechi Merai can
change.
Then they can change their minds. They haven't given it to anybody. No Maisa kingdom happened.
What? They can change their mind?
They recover.
Okay, why should he get here?
He gave a kinyan. There's a kinyan here.
But it's under the getter of Shechi Merai.
No. The getter is a kinyan. Shechi Merai just means that the word means something different. I'm trying to figure out.
He did more than the regular Shechi Merai.
But he's under the getter of Shechi Merai, meaning.
Because he's a Shechi Merai, his word means something.
Excuse me,
Rabbi Cohn. You'll have to excuse me. We had last week that Shimon Jazuri said that when a Shechi Merai says kisvu, he means kisvu tnu. And when a regular person says kisvu, he does not mean kisvu tnu. regular person says to people, write me a get, it doesn't mean give it to her. When a schibur says write me a get, it means write it and give it to her. Why?
Was any kinyan made there?
He commanded kisvu. They went and wrote it and handed it to his wife. Is she divorced? By a regular person, no. He never asked them to be messengers to divorce his wife. By a shibara, we say the word kisvu means kisvu nu. That's what we had last week. So why are you bothering me now? This was the question you could have asked me last week.
We haven't had a test on that yet. So
yes, you did.
We did on that
yes.
part?
Yes.
Okay, but the point I'm stressing here is it's a shibara, even though it's halach, what's the word I'm saying? But today's case.
I look at three.
Well, if you see, it's not as a Tanai.
Maybe. I don't think so.
But if it's a Tanai, I think at this moment...
I'm glad you think that. I
say if he recovers, it's not that guy.
I don't think so, but let's move on. Dr. Ashi. Hava, Babari, Yagzuru. I'm sorry. Where are we up to? Kazaki Dami, the Kim Shazaka Babakayev Yinosna Yarshav, Kula Amahoy Glav Kashiv Yusinam, the Shimera, Chkol's Manshloi Chasibai, Varki Tsuka Kimsurim. So the Heilig Diday Shihu, his Heilig means Shi, the Yitnam Yarshim Mishin Ishtakulai, Sharizokavi and Bakayev, because he was Zaycha, the Bari, Yazul of Shalayach, the Heilig Glav Kashi Dami, the Zelo Shokal Makabo, he only sent it to the Makabo, but Loy Yarshav. That's how Rashi learns. Zogt Gemara weiter. Reb Zvid Amar, Hava Hava Shchimera. He says they're both talking about Shchimera. Hava the Isa Lemekabel B'Shas Matan Mos, Hava the Lesa Lemekabel B'Shas Matan Mos. They're both talking about Shchimera, and the question is, was Levi alive when it was handed to the messenger? Was Levi alive when it was handed to the messenger? So, one Rashi is talking about Levi was alive. Therefore, Heilich is Kisri by a Shimera. The other bride is talking about Levi had died before Shimon handed it to the messenger. He didn't know, but Levi had been dead already. Once Levi was dead already, he can't acquire it because there's nobody to acquire it for. Levi is dead. Exactly. How the Isil and Makabu B'Ailam. How the Shimera and Heilich did they Shihu? Heilich means Shi. How the Isil and Makabu B'Ailam. B'Shas Matan Mas, U'Shlich Zachem B'Miyad. Shemais, and when Levi dies, Zahu Yarshim Mikaychai. Hazel Lassel Mikabel, Shekvar Mace. But Zahu Yedeya, he didn't know. Nimtis Chia Batos, he gave it to him by mistake, because Levi was already dead. But like Hazel Yarshim.
We're holding now for this answer. Zlaskis Chi?
Yes.
Kuliyama,
correct.
So why can't
Yerushim
get it?
Because Levi was dead when Shimon gave it to the messenger. There was nobody to be zeichah for it. Shimon wanted to give Levi a present. Levi's not around anymore.
Maybe Yerushim can't get it?
It has to be Levi's for them to get it. Papa Mar. Hava Hava Bari. Okay, now we're going to introduce something that's going to throw everybody for a loop. Because it's a whole new concept that we had in Baba Basra and in Ksubas, but we never really elaborated on it. And now we're going to have to deal with it. Both are talking about Bari. And Heilig is Lav Kishi. How to miss Mekabel B'chaya Naisen? How to miss Naisen B'chaya Mekabel? What happened is as follows. Shimon gave it to a messenger. If Levi's death preceded Shimon's demise, they both died. If Levi died first, it goes back to Shimon. If Shimon died first, then it goes to Levi, even though Heilig is Lav Kishi. Again, Heilig is Lav Kishi. It does not become Levi's.
Since when?
Shimon gave it to the messenger. Okay, it's a bari. Let me finish, please. Any, before any questions, let me try to explain it. If I don't have a chance, it's not going to work. He's a bari. Heilich is lav kischi. Therefore, when Shimon gives it to the messengers, it remains Shimon's. Levi dies, goes back to Shimon. Shimon dies first. There's a new halacha called Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames, which says that since Shimon commanded to give it to Levi, and then Shimon died, at that moment it becomes Levi's. Because we're obligated to keep Shimon's word. And Shimon's word was given to Levi. Therefore, we have to give it to Levi. And Levi is still alive. Levi died afterwards, but he was alive at the moment Shimon died. And there's a new halacha called Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames. You keep the words of a person that died. So at that moment, it automatically becomes Levi. Rashi holds that Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames creates a kinyan. A lot of Rishonim disagree. But that's how Rashi learns this Gemara. Therefore, when Shimon died and Levi is still alive, at that moment, the item became Levi's. Now Levi died, goes to his inheritors. If Levi's death preceded Shimon's death, so then Levi died, at that moment it goes back to Shimon. There's no Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames. Levi is dead. Now, the question is, how does Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames function different than Shchiv Merah? Shchiv Merah can say whatever it is, and it works. Now we're saying a Bari can say whatever he wants, and then when he dies, it works. So, what's the difference? So, the Ritva says that Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames needs three conditions. Number one, it's something that's transferable, meaning something that can be handed over, not land. It has to be a metaltalin, something that can be handed over. Number two, the shliach who's doing it is whoever is him, who he's telling it to, agrees to do it. If the person he says this is, I'm not taking it, there's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. It's only when he just take it and the guy agrees to take it, that's when we say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. And the third condition is, slip my mind. But whatever it is, Shchiv Merah doesn't need any transfer, doesn't need anything. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames needs that whoever has to be, whoever's going to have to keep it agrees to keep it. Number one, that means the Yorshim agreed to it. Shchiv Merah doesn't have to agree to it. Number two, Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames doesn't work by karka. Can only work by something that he could transfer. And number, I forgot the third condition. What? No.
Where did the Ritva come up with this?
I don't know. He brings riots. I mean, I didn't go through the whole business. He doesn't. Because we've actually said the Farish, like the Gimel and Aleph, that when he said 10 Mana Leplaini, with going like the Mount Dumbin, it doesn't hold the Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Hames. That's what Rashi said. Rashi said that because it said over there that it has to be Tzvurim. Why did it have to be Tzvurim? Why don't we say Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames? So Rashi says we're going like the Mount Dumbin, it doesn't hold Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames.
So is that one of the conditions?
It's not the Ritva's conditions.
So is it Shchiv Merah is you do with karka, you do without.
Right. It doesn't need the agreement of anybody. This needs the agreement of whoever is going to do it to do it. Dr. Rashi. Even if the Nisan died by the time the Shliach got back, because before Shimon died, the Matana was a non-entity because Mishas Mitzvah Samakabu. Levi had died first. The Nisan, even if Shimon was healthy when he said it. Right, the third condition is that he has to command. He can't say, I'm giving. He has to tell the person, give it. There has to be a command to do it. By Shchiv Merah, he says, this goes to him, this goes to him, this goes to him. By Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames, he has to say, give it to the person. There has to be a direct command to do something. It has to be something that's transferable, and the person who was commanded to do it agreed to do it. Those are the three conditions that Ritva adds. Zakti Gemara Vayter.
I counted four over there.
What?
I counted four conditions.
Three.
The children have to agree. The children of
No, whoever is commanded to do it. Sometimes it's the children, sometimes it's the shliach.
Okay, so now the children, if they're not the shlichim,
they don't have to agree. The Gemara still tries to find the machlokes tanoim, but the halachas kischi. I just want to point out something. Rashi learned in the Gemara Amud Aleph the halach kischi works by loans, works by pekudin, and it works by matana. Rashi spoke out that by matana we say halach kischi. Tosfos and other Rishonim say that halach is lav kischi by matana. One of their rayas they bring is this Gemara. Where the Gemara bent over backwards to say everybody holds Heilach Lav Kischi. On the Amud Aleph, we had Rav and Shmuel say Heilach Kischi. And all of a sudden here, the Gemara says, no, Heilach Lav Kischi, Heilach Lav Kischi, Heilach Lav Kischi. The answer is, that was talking about a loan. This is talking about a present. And Tysus the Sheet and many other Rishonim is that by a present we don't say Heilach Kischi. Because the guy has no obligation to give the present, so why would he want to give it now? He might as well hold on to it as long as he wants, as long as he can. Whereas by a loan, he's obligated to pay. So therefore, we say he means just take it. That's what Tysus learns in other Rishonim. But Rashi does not differentiate. So what bothers Rishonim is here in the Gemara, everybody holds Heilach Lav Kischi. Everybody holds Heilach Lav Kischi. And in the Gemara name and Aleph, everybody holds Heilach Kischi. But Rashi does not differentiate. We learn Gemara Rashi. Rashi does not differentiate. Zogt Gemara Vayter. Now, we have the halt cup here because there's going to be multiple opinions and we're going to have to work through the maze of opinions here. Tanoi, the type. Hoylach mana leplaini, v'holach ubikshai, v'loi matzai. Shimon sent $100 to Plaini, a matana, and he goes to find Levi, and Levi is dead. Yachzul Mishalayach. Tanakama says, take it back to Shimon. Meis Mishalayach, what if the Mishalayach had died? Right? What if the Mishalayach had died? Reb Nassim Bayakov Amru, Yachzul Yarshim Mishalayach. What if Shimon died before Levi? Give it back to Shimon's children. That's what Reb Nassim and Reb Yaakov say. The Yashimrim. The Yarshim Mishnah Shalchulai. They say, no. If Shimon died before Levi, you give it to Levi's children. So here's the first case. Shimon gave a present. Take it to Levi. You got there. Levi is dead. Take it back to Shimon. The next case, Shimon died before Levi. Machloikas. Two Tanoim say, give it back to Shimon's children. The Yashimim say, give it to Levi's children. Next. Kan Amru, sorry. Reb Yudah Nasi Oimer, Mishum Reb Yaakov, Mishum Reb Meir, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divri Ames. Now, we're going to have to see how that differs from the Yashimrim. Because the way we explained the Yashimrim, that's what they were saying. We're going to see that the Gemara is going to have to say something else. Kan Amru, Cham Emayim Yachloiku, Cham say we don't know what to do. Split it. The Kan Amru, over here the Tanoim said, it doesn't say who they are. The Shliach decides what he thinks Shema meant. And he should do what he thinks Shema meant. So we have over here different cases and multiple opinions. Now we're trying to figure out all these opinions. Let's go through them again. First case, Shimon gave it to a messenger. Levi died, take it back to Shimon. Shimon died before Levi. Reb Yaakov and Reb Nassim say, give it back to Yarshi Shimon. Reb Yehuda and Nassim says, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. Now, in the middle, we had a Yashimrim that said, give it to Levi's children. Now, is that going when Shimon died first? So is that the same as Reb Yehuda and Reb Yehuda and Nassim? We'll have to see. And then, Chachamim say, split it. And Kan Amru said, the Shliach should decide what he thinks Shimon meant. That's how Rashi learned. Amar Reb Shimon HaNasi, Ayadi HaYamaisa, I had a story. The Amru, they said, Yachzul Yashim Shalayach. And they said, give it back to Shimon's children. So now we're going to try to figure out this bunch of Tanoim, this group of Tanoim, what is the case that arguing in, and what are they arguing in? My lab, all commit for you. Tanakama Sabra, Hailuk Lab Kishi. Tanakama holds, Hailuk is not Kishi. Therefore, if Shimon gave it, let's go through the case. Shimon gave it, and by the time he got there, Levi was dead, take it back to Shimon. Because it never got acquired by Levi. Hailuk Lab Kishi. He's a healthy person.
Still belongs to
Shimon. That's what the Tanakhama say. Reb Nassim, Reb Yaakov, Nami Hailuk Lav Kishi. Reb Nassim and Reb Yaakov agree. Ba'ad Agav Demis, and they're saying, even though Shimon died first, Lo Yamina Mitzvah L'Kayim Devi Ames. Again, Shimon gave it to the present. At that moment, the messenger did not acquire it for Levi. Then Shimon died. We don't say automatically becomes Levi. There's no such thing as Mitzvah L'Kayim Devi Ames. We don't say such a thing. And therefore, it belongs to Shimon. Shimon dies, it goes to his children. Heilig is Lav Kishi. So far.
So where's the Kenyan?
Again. Shimon gave it to a messenger to take it to Levi. Levi was dead, goes back to Shimon. There was no Kenyan. Shimon died before Levi. If you hold Mitzvah L'Kayim Devar Yameis, it becomes Levi's. If you don't hold Mitzvah L'Kayim Devar Yameis, it still belongs to Shimon.
In other words, it's Yorshim.
It goes back to Shimon's Yorshim. And that's what Reb Yaakov and Reb Nassim said, Yachzu L'Yashim Mishaleach. What happened was Meis Mishaleach, Shimon died before Levi. Reb Nassim and Reb Yaakov say, give it back to Shimon's children, because they don't hold Mitzvah L'Kayim Devar Yameis. Now, Yesh Aymrim are going on which case? Case 1 or case 2? When the Yesh Aymrim say give it to Levi's children, are they going if Shimon is still alive? Or are they going only if Shimon died? Now, the next opinion is Reb Yehuda HaNasi, who says, Mitzvah L'Kayim Devar Yameis. So obviously the Yesh Aymrim are not saying the same thing.
I mean, nothing seems the case.
Again. If they're going on the same case, then they're saying the same thing. Which case is the Yesh Aymrim going on when they say give it to Levi's children? Is it if Shimon died first? That's the next Mandi Amar. Reb Yehuda HaNasi Aymrim, Mitzvah L'Kayim Devar Yameis. Again, we have different opinions here. They have to be different. They're not saying the same thing. Because if they're saying the same thing, we wouldn't split them into two opinions.
What do you mean? Not repeating.
They're not repeating the same thing.
We may hold different sheets.
Obviously. So let's go through that. First case. Shimon handed something to a messenger and said, take it to Levi. The halacha is, Tanakhama says, Shimon, Levi died, Shimon's still alive. Levi died, take it back to Shimon. Hailuk lav kishi.
He doesn't express any opinion to the later cases?
He's not talking about the later cases. We don't know. We like not to know. We don't know. Next case. Shimon died before Levi. Reb Yaakov and Reb Nassim say, give it back to Shimon's children. Because nothing's changed. There was no kinyan to Levi. They don't hold Mitzvah L'Kayim Devar Yameis.
Even though Levi died after the kinyan.
There's no Kenyan. Where was the Kenyan? Hailuk is Lav Kishi. So it never became Levi's.
There's a Kenyan Hagbah. What do you mean there's no Kenyan?
What Kenyan did Levi have?
Hagbah.
Levi picked it up?
Why not?
He died.
Before it reached him.
Oh, you mean Levi. Oh, you mean... Where's the kinyan? Where's the kinyan to Shimon be?
Shimon owns something. He doesn't have to make a kinyan.
Okay.
He gave it to a messenger. The messenger got there, Levi. For nobody, because Heilig is Lav Kiski. No kinyan was done. He's a messenger.
So we're saying that he's. Please
let me just organize the sheet just without getting confusing. Excuses enough.
Okay.
So the Tanakhama said, since the messenger is not Zaycha, goes back to Shimon. Second case. Shimon died, and Levi is still alive. So Reb Nosson and Reb Yaakov say, it makes no difference. Because Shimon never, Levi never acquired it. Because he didn't hold mitzvah l'chaim divrei ames. Lav Kiski, and no mitzvah l'chaim divrei ames. Now let's skip the Yesh Hayomrim. Let's skip that opinion. Reb Yehuda Nasi says, no, mitzvah l'chaim divrei ames. Therefore, if Shimon died before Levi, it became Levi's the minute Shimon died. So here you have a machloikas. Do you say mitzvah l'chaim divrei ames? Or you don't say mitzvah l'chaim divrei ames? Okay.
But everybody holds off.
So far. In middle, we stuck in a Yesh Aymrim. The Yesh Aymrim said that give it back, what did the Yesh Aymrim say? To Shimon's, to give it to Levi's Yarshim. Why? If it's mitzvah l'chaim divrei ames, then they're saying the next opinion.
Right.
What are they going on when they say give it to Levi's children? Are they going on the case that Shimon died first? So then they're not saying anything different than the next opinion. Must be they're going back in the case that Shimon never died.
And
they're going
so,
on case one. Heilig Kiski.
Yes,
Aymrim must be arguing in the first case,
right.
Even though they're after the second case.
Right.
Because if they're only arguing in the second case, then they're just saying the same thing Rabbi Yehuda Nasi
wrong,
says.
Put in the wrong order.
So yes, I remember going back on the original case.
Yes.
Shimon's still alive, and you still give it to Levi's children.
Yes, because he'll say it.
Because if not, if it's because Shimon died, so that's the next Amani Amar. So then two people are repeating each other. So let's read it inside. Again, my lab ahokim iflugim. Tanakama sabra haylich lav kishi. Okay. Rav Nosson ben Yaakov nami haylich lav kishi. Yaakov got the myth. Even though Shimon preceded his death, preceded it. I mean a mitzvah l'chaim divrei ames. The Yashraimrim must hold Heilich Kisri. Because they can't be going on the second case, because if you don't know, I'm sure Yaakov should remain Heilich Lav Kisri, me you hate the mitzvah, I mean a mitzvah l'chaim divrei ames. So in the argument of mitzvah l'chaim divrei ames, that's from Yehuda Nasi arguing. So what's the Yashraimrim doing? They must hold Heilich Kisri. The Chachamim Amrim, Yachloiku Mesapku Lehu. They don't know if it's Kisri or not, or Mitzvah L'chaim or not. We don't know which case they're going on. We don't know what they're Mesupik in, but they don't know, so they say split it. The Kanam Rushu Da'adav. And over here they say, let the Shliach decide what he thinks Shiva meant.
What case is that?
What?
Which case is the Kanam Rushu?
We don't know whether it's going on the first case or the second case. Rashi. Zok Rashi. So here we have a machloikas tanoim, whether heilich is kisri or not. Rashi. Zok Rashi, all the way back. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi lekama mafarish my polagay yeshayimrim. It sounds like a repeat. Kan amru bebavo. In bavo, that's what they said. Mashi yitzishli achyasa. So this is a machloikas mishaydim. Rashi shita is, lefi masharo bedaitish mishalayach. Well, the shliach thinks the mishalayach meant, did he really want to give the present? And he loves Levi's children as well? So then he gives it to Levi's children. If he doesn't think Shimon loved Levi's children, so then he wouldn't give it. He makes the decision based on what he thinks. Taisa says, shudu adav means the shliach can do whatever he wants without any logic. Let the shliach do whatever he wants.
What are the different options?
Give him to Levi's children or Shimon's children.
Both then. But Shimon died, right?
Both died.
Yeah. So he has to make the decision who he wants to give it to.
So according to Rashi, he tries to figure out what Shimon would have wanted in this scenario.
I'm saying, Tracy says?
Just, he can make the decision whatever he feels like doing. It's all his discretion. He has the power
of... No, but meaning, but he doesn't have to...
He doesn't have to make any logic.
He doesn't have to contemplate? Why?
That's what the Chazal, that's what Tshuza means. Let the guy who has it make up and do whatever he wants.
But if he's not going to make a decision...
He's going to make a decision based on who he likes. He's going to make a decision based on who he likes.
Oh, nothing to do with logic.
Right. Rashi doesn't learn that way.
I know.
Okay. Right. Rav Nasi, Rav Yag, I'm sorry.
There isn't logic also. It's a matter of a discussion of Levi, who the Shliach, who the Shliach thinks.
That's Rashi, Shita.
Right. So that's all.
According to Tysus.
I mean, everybody knows that.
No. Hold a second. The Rashi says it's discretion based on what he thinks. Tysus says that he can just do what he wants without any...
He can just drop it to whoever's near.
No! He can say, I like Shimon better. I'm giving it back to his children.
But that doesn't make...
But what I'm saying is, even if, according to Rashi...
Only according to Rashi does it involve logic.
He can be... His opinion might be wrong.
Doesn't make a difference, but we rely on his opinion.
Right.
Based on logic. We tell him, figure out what you think.
He had a feeling.
Exactly.
That's not logic. Right.
Where do we give him the... discretion. It doesn't make any sense. Where's the discretion here? Because you have to be the person that's you're the shaliach, or you became Trump.
Abitrumpus.
You came. I said Trump, not Abitrumpus.
That's what Khan Amru said. We don't know what to do with the money. Let the shaliach do what he wants.
But it belongs to someone.
We don't know who.
Right.
So what are we supposed to do?
So where do we even have a thing that we don't know what to
this
do?
This is called Shuda the Dina. Except he's not a judge. We're allowing him to act, do whatever he wants. Power of his.
No, but what I'm saying is that the Torah doesn't give... The Torah says you have a... Hashem give you a brain. Use your brain and just don't do things haphazardly like most of the world does.
Again, I'm telling you what Taisa Shita is, and Rashi holds like you.
No, but...
I'm just telling you to my question, Shita. What am I supposed to do, erase it?
No.
It's not. Tysus learns that the decision of Shuda means we really don't know what to do with this money. We don't like the option of splitting it up.
Why?
Because for sure we're wrong.
Why?
For sure not half and half. It's for sure not true. This way, we'll take a guess. And just do what he wants. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. Who cares? I mean, we don't have any other option.
We don't know. Just split it.
That's what the Chachamim say. Okay, I can't argue about this. Let's just finish Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tanakama, the Iri, the Mason, Shaleach, Ramu Yazilim, Shaleach. Tanakama wasn't talking about Shimon died. We don't know what the Tanakama would say if Shimon died first. Reb Nassim, Reb Yaakov, and Reb Sifu Altavarov, they added, the Amru Dafil of Mason, Shaleach, less Lamabari, the Mitzvah, Kaim, the Ram Mace. We don't hold Mitzvah, Kaim, the Ram Mace. The Yashra, I remember, Pilech, Kishitami. O Pligi, Afil, Loy, Mason, Shaleach. And they're arguing even if the Mason Mishalayach didn't die. But most of the Tanakamakoi. Going back in the first case, now Rashi says, Tate, I can prove it to you. In the Mekamer of Yudan Rasi Mitzulakam Divri Amez, since the next opinion is going to say Mitzulakam Divri Amez, Shema Minash, Shemin Uli Yeshraim, the Tamal of the Mayabah, El Kiskidami. They're not repeating what the Yeshraim said. Obviously, the Yeshraim must have said something else. But for the Loy Mason Mishalayach, the Amr Ihu, Rav Yudan Rasi, is saying, no, Davka Mace, the Mitzulakam Dvorav. So what they're saying is, by fact that the next opinion says Mitzulakam Divri Ameis, means the Yeshayim said something more. They must have said Hailuch Kishri. Mesapkalu Ikishri Dami Eloi. The Mesupik of Mitzkishri or the Mitzulakam Eloi. We don't know. Shuda Reis Einav Shashliach. Whatever the Shliach was, others Mechaluka the most of the Mesapka. It's a better solution. Yes.
That means he took it first, right?
Yes.
Good. And he's walking, and then he found out that the Mishaleach
died.
He goes, at the time of the original Kenyan...
There was no Kenyan when he gave it to the Shaliach. You're back with the Kenyan. There's no Kenyan. He's a messenger. He's not being kind of.
So when does this kick in?
Mitzvah L'Kayim Yivri Ameis makes it the guy the minute Shimon died. That's how Rashi learns.
Bafreya?
No! At the moment of Shimon's death.
When the guy's walking, he still hasn't done anything, he's taking it, but he goes, and then as 10 miles later, he finds out
that his Mishalev died.
So that moment it became ladies, without him involved at all.
This is like a Maimon type thing.
Similar to Skimera type thing, or Maimon Shlashtim type thing, call what you want.
Oh, this is the fourth thing now.
Third.
What?
What's the fourth?
No, this is there's things.
There was Skimera, there was Maimon Shlashtim, and now there's this. Mitzul Kaim Devyame.
That was the third one?
So now, again, the Ritva makes three conditions. Because we're trying to figure out what the difference between Shchimera and Mitzvah Lekayim Devei Ames.
I would just say Chazara. You got better.
Well, I don't know, but my Bari didn't work. If it's not Mitzvah Lekayim Devei Ames, he never died.
Shchimera should be. But then it's just... Retro
back. If there's no Mitzvah Lekayim Devei Ames, he didn't die.
I would say Shchimera, maybe. No, Shchimera, maybe.
But it's not true, because he recovers, he can change his mind.
There
is a difference. I don't want to get involved, it's complicated. I talked to Ritva that says that the guy who's doing it had the power to do it and agreed to do it, and it's something transferable. There's another difference. The Shchimera around and gives a present partial of his nechassim can never change his mind. Only if he gives it all away. And by Mitzvah Lekayim Devei Ames, if he doesn't die, he can change his mind. There's that difference. Shchimera cannot change his mind unless he gives everything away. If he only gave some away, that means he thought he was going to live, so then he can't change his mind. That's not halacha. So there is a difference in that as well. And the Ikan Amru is saying that when you don't know what to do, Chalukah is not a good option. Because that's for sure not going to work. It's not true. This way, let the Shliach decide, and if he does it according to Rashi, there's a good chance he got it right. That's one Maliyah, that's Simchas that holds that way. Ikan Amru is saying that's not a good solution. It's a very unique case. Because Shuda is used throughout Shas, but it's always a Bezin. Here, it's not a Bezin. It's a messenger. It's a power invested in a messenger. Usually Shuda is invested in a Dayan. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshi had an argument, and Rav Nachman said, Shuda the Dayan. So Rav Sheshi says, I'm Shuda the Dayan. Rav Nachman said, you're not a Dayan. I'm a Dayan, you're not. That was the mother of Rami Bachama and Rabukvar Bachama, wrote her Nechasim to both in the same day. We had it in Subbath. And Rav Sheshes gave it to one, Rav Nachman gave it to the other.
Arbitrary.
Again, Rashi's saying you have to use your logic. Tyson is saying it's a power given, do whatever you want.
But by the case of Mama and Rabukvar something, was there that sheet that ever comes in of... Shouldn't
Dani
come there also?
No, but there somebody owns it. It's a Shailava Maitz Mechaverla Faraya. It's a different case. Fine, we will continue tomorrow.
According to Tysus,
what?
According to Tysus,
it's a good question. Can he split it? I don't know.